The leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, says the Iranian nation will give a crushing response to the enemies with a high turnout in the upcoming presidential election. Ayatollah Khamenei made the comments in an address to a huge gathering of people in Tehran, marking the 24th passing anniversary of the founder of the Islamic Republic, Imam Khomeini. He described the election as a manifestation of the will of the nation. The leader noted that people's participation in the election indicates their confidence in the Islamic establishment. According to Ayatollah Khamenei, the enemies are seeking to portray the election as a threat to the Islamic establishment, whereas the vote is in fact a great opportunity. Ayatollah Khamenei also criticized the electoral system in capitalist countries and compared it with Iran, where all candidates are given equal opportunities to compete.
و پشتیبانی سرمایه‌دارها و کارخانه‌دارها و پولدارها و مافیاهای ثروت و قدرت رو با خودشون داشتن میتوانن تبلیغات کنن، نداشتن تبلیغات اصلا نمیتوانن بکنن. هر کسی که انتخابات آمریکا رو دنبال کرده باشد، بنده دنبال کردم، این رو تصدیق میکنه. افرادی بودن که مورد حمایت صهیونیستا نبودن، مورد حمایت شبکه سرمایه‌داری خونخوار بین المللی نبودن، هر کاری کردن نتوانستن وارد میدان انتخابات بشن، نه رسانه‌ای در اختیار آنها، نه تلویزیونی در اختیار آنها، برای هر ثانیه باید چقدرها خرج کنن. در کشور ما نامزدهای نمایندگی به طور مساوی و برابر بدون خرج کردن یک ریال می نشینن اونجا ساعتهای متمادی با برنامه های گوناگون به طور مساوی با مردم حرف می زنن. کجا چنین چیزی در دنیا وجود دارد؟
Iran's leader there. Well, let's bring in professor at the University of Tehran, Fuad Izadi, who joins us here in the studios to elaborate more on the statements made by Iran's leader. Fuad Izadi, welcome. Let's pick up on what the leader said towards the end there, and that is the comparison that's being made in terms of his words, the electoral system in capitalist countries, he noted, and especially when he talked about the influence that Israel has and also international capitalist networks behind the support of the three political groups that run in those countries in terms of their election compared to Iran.
I think this is quite interesting what Ayatollah Khamenei said, basically comparing Iran's electoral system and a number of Western countries, specifically the United States, and the bold assertion that he had that in his opinion, at least, and in the opinion of a lot of other people, democracy in Iran is much more strong and it's much more true to the values of democracy when you compare the democracy in Iran to the democracy in the United States. And this is quite interesting because the other side has similar assertions. You have politicians in the United States, most recently when the chairman, the undersecretary of state for political affairs at the State Department, making comments about Iran's electoral laws and criticizing Iran's electoral laws. So this is, I believe, a response to what President Obama and other officials in the U.S. government has said. And Ayatollah Khamenei is actually making this assertion that, you know what, the democracy that we have in Iran is much stronger than the democracy that you have in your countries. And the reason is that he gave a number of reasons. One, pertaining to the issue of media use in the United States, as you know, in 2012 elections, about $7 million were spent in that year's elections, last year's elections, $7 billion almost. And based on the studies that were conducted, about 60% of that money went to advertising in television. And in Iran, you have a situation where public television is available for candidates for free, meaning that the candidates don't have to go and beg the rich people in their countries for money so they can finance their advertising on television. And this is a fundamental difference that exists, that in Iran, the electoral system works in a way that discourages candidates to go to what Ayatollah Khamenei calls centers of wealth and power and ask for money from these centers. And in the capitalist system, the candidates don't have any other choice but to go to these centers to get enough money so they can compete in elections. So this is the comparison that he was trying to make. The fact that in the United States, for example, you only have two parties, only two major candidates. The third party candidates, in reality, don't get a chance. We remember in 2012 elections, Dr. Jill Stein, the candidate from the Green Party that wanted to participate in the debates, and she was not allowed, and she was arrested. And when she came out the next day, she said that she was chained to the chair for 8 hours when she was arrested. So comparing that to Iran's electoral system, where there are eight major candidates instead of two, and all different political leniencies and political parties within the country are represented, both reformists and conservatives and independent candidates are there, and they get free time to criticize the government. If you are covering the election process in Iran, you will see that the reformist candidates are criticizing Ahmadinejad's records of 8 years quite strongly. And the television in Iran giving them free time to do that, to criticize what has been going on in the country. And you don't see that in the United States. First of all, the candidates have to pay for it. And secondly, you don't see major criticism of this system that exists in the United States in the mainstream media, in the corporate media. So what Ayatollah Khamenei was saying is that, look, don't speak too loudly about our democracy, because we believe that the democracy in Iran is much stronger than the democracy in the United States.
It's a pleasure talking to you. Thank you for sharing your thoughts. Fuad Izadi, the professor at the University of Tehran. Thank you.
Thank you.